Industrial Talk is brought to you by Armis. Yes, you are in the digital transformation game. Yes, you need to find trusted companies, trusted individuals to help you along with that journey. The Armis platform delivers complete asset intelligence. You know what that means? Insights into your connected assets. You're in the digital transformation game. You have to have that insights into what is connected. Go to armis.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. As well as Neom, that's N-E-O-M. Go out to neom.com. Simply put, Neom, it will be a destination, a home for people who dream big. Neom dreams big. And want to be part of building a new model for sustainable living, working, and prospering. That's neom.com. Go out there, find out more. It's exciting. They are dreaming big at neom.com.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to Industrial Talk, the number one, and I mean numero uno, industrial-related podcast in the universe. And I'm not overselling that. That celebrates industry professionals all around the world because you are bold, yes, brave, absolutely. You dare greatly, and you're changing lives, and you are changing the world each and every day. That's why we celebrate you. We are broadcasting, fortunately for you and I, we are broadcasting from the Digital Manufacturing Summit here in Chicago, and it's a wonderful event. And you know what makes it wonderful? We've got professionals roaming around that have a passion to solve your problem. You got to reach out to them. They are your digital Sherpas. How about that? That was sort of weird, huh? All right. Hot seat. We've got a twofer for the hot seat here. We've got Steven and Maureen. They are with Verizon. And we've got a couple of topics, so let's get cracking. Do-do-do-do. Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for having us, Scott. Yeah.
Pleasure is all doggone mine on this side of the mic. You guys, have you been a good conference?
It's been excellent. We have really, you know, been very impressed with the quality of the speakers, and we've really been able to interact a lot with a lot of great customers.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's like it's a very collegial, smaller, you know, I do large conferences. This one seems like everybody's like hanging around a table, chatting, you know, trying to figure out solutions, coming up with new use cases, apparently that's what we do here. We use case the heck out of everything. So that's bottom line. Before we get into the topic of conversation, Maureen, for the listeners of Industrial Talk, give us a little background on who you are, where you come from.
Sure. So Maureen Forsman, I'm with Verizon, manufacturing innovation specialist, and I live here in Chicago, Illinois. Spent most of my career in the Detroit area, so I've worked a lot with automotive manufacturers over my career, but a broad base of manufacturers, and I find that the issues and concerns that manufacturers are trying to solve every day are just so interesting, and so I consider it a privilege to work with the clients on that.
Don't you think that, for me personally, I mean, I get to talk to a lot of great people. I think there's a buzz out there, and the buzz is truly a desire. It has to be collaborative. I don't think any company is going to be able to. They might have a little piece of the pie, of the solution, whatever it might be. But I think it's truly collaborative, and you're not going to get away with that. All right, Steve. Give us a little background of 411 on you.
Yeah. So Maureen and I are on the same team. We're driving digital manufacturing innovation and roadmap planning. And so we love to talk with manufacturers. My background is kind of broad and varied. So I started out in agriculture, right? So I started out with Green Giant, Pillsbury, General Mills, over to Symbol Technologies,
Motorola. That's a topic.
Yeah. But you know what? That's really boding well for some of my conversations with manufacturers, especially in the agricultural arena. So there's a lot of technology requirements that they're coming up with, right? So think of a company that's raising hogs and making bacon, right? 500 farms across the country. What do they want to do? They want to do a better job of managing their farms themselves.
Yeah.
How much fertilizer should I put on? How much do these hogs weigh? Let's get rid of the hogs that aren't gaining as much as they should. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, see, I had a conversation when I was in Barcelona last week with a company called Cattleye. Mm-hmm. And they use technology to sort of manage the milk production of cows. So they're able to sort of got a bad foot, and if anybody pushes back on anything with ag, farming, whatever it might be, that is a heavy science, industry. Like, all right, yep. Let's get on. You're both here, and you both had a topic that you were speaking on. Maureen, I want to talk to you a little bit about that Industry 4.0. And how did you put your topic?
I said, do you have a roadmap, or are you leading yourself to a dead end?
There you go, man.
And kind of posed that question, a little bit of controversy. But, indeed, what Steve and I encounter when we work with manufacturers is everybody's doing a lot of very interesting, let's call them experiments. And in my analogy of a road trip or roadmap, I called some of these experiments roadkill.
Da, 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 da. She's here till Friday if you want to catch her comedy act. Well done.
And the reason I referred to them that way is because, we tried, goggles and AR, VR for training for, remote worker, but yeah. It wasn't fast enough and it made people dizzy. And so there they are, sitting on by the side of the road, roadkill, right?
Yes.
And, very similarly, we're working with a lot of manufacturers who are really trying to light up a lot of AGVs, automated guided vehicles, various robotics, and they're outrunning their current network capacity, whether it's wireline or wireless. They're just outrunning it. Mostly Wi-Fi issues is what is coming our way. So, actually had a client where the AGVs are stopping intermittently all day long.
That ain't good for anybody.
No, exactly.
You don't want that at all. So what's interesting, and I think that a part of that conversation, we speak within manufacturing the desire of collecting data, right? Mm-hmm. We collect data. We can collect data all day long. It's all fantastic. But the reality is that we need that ability to connect. It's like, I can get it, I can collect it, but how do I connect it to the meaningful, whatever, that end result, exactly. Right? And that's a big deal. And I think Verizon is one of the leaders in the ability to connect remotely, whatever the tools. You guys are going down 5G. I mean, I might as well say it. You guys are 5G folks. Okay. And Steve,
Yeah.
It's all good. You're dealing with the latency. You're dealing with all of the bandwidth, all that kind of stuff. All right. Steve, you're talking. What were you talking on?
I was talking about developing and prioritizing value cases as it relates to Industry 4.0 roadmap strategy. So what's happening is the businesses in manufacturing are saying, hey, we need more data extracted out of our things, right?
Just like
you were saying.
Yeah, right? I need more data.
I need more data. I want to do advanced analytics. I want to do predictive maintenance because I can't afford to have these machines go down for very long, right?
No,
it's millions of dollars of downtime and lost in efficiency.
Yeah.
And so what we try and do is say, let's help prioritize based on our experience.
Yep.
Where does connectivity from a cellular perspective come into play? Not, Wi-Fi is still going to be around for a long time. But like Maureen said, a lot of these use cases that are driving innovation and transformation require much higher levels of broadband connectivity, data connectivity, and low latency.
And it is not going to stop.
Right.
I mean, if there's, as the market begins to, learn more, there's always that learning curve. But as you continue to learn more, you want to be able to access the data, you want to be able to draw insights and conclusions from it, because that just makes sense for your business, that creates greater resiliency for your business, more of a legacy. But with that, I think the continent of Australia will just be one big cloud farm. Because I don't know. It's just, how do we do? We're just collecting data.
Hey,
well, I might as well just give it to Australia.
Scott, I got another data point for you. Talk about data.
Yeah.
Right? The data point is about security. Cybersecurity and data security. Here's what's happening. As we go through the...
Listen to this. I have this. Go for it.
All right.
Fire.
As we're going through the transformation and roadmap planning with our manufacturing clients, whether it's operation technology, IT technology, the CISO, the security teams,
they're
very concerned about, hey, wait a minute, we've got everything locked down today. If we get into cellular, what's going to happen to our security structure?
Yes.
Very important.
Giddy up. And you know what's interesting? I want to have that conversation. I want to have that cyber conversation. You know what the problem is? Nobody wants to have that cyber conversation. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to sort of air their dirty laundry. Nobody wants to say, yeah, I went down this data transformation journey. It was great, man. But we had a little bit of an issue. A little penetration point right there. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
But again, you bring up a good point, Steve, that the reality is, yep, you better lock it down. As you continue to go down this transformation journey, whatever it might be, that means more opportunity for nefarious behavior.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. The more automation, the more vulnerability. There is absolutely no question.
And again, we're in that process of learning more and more and more, and we're becoming more comfortable with the conversations. There's going to be more, and then there's going to be more use cases, and then there's going to be more collaboration, and there's going to be, it never ends. Now, Maureen, when we start talking about roadkill, how do you, you mentioned it, not me.
I'm in trouble now.
Now, but it's true. I'll give you an example. There are a lot of companies saying, hey, we're going to be a maintenance-centric. We're going to be a reliability-centric organization, right? And here's our infrared camera gun, whatever it might be. Here's our vibration tool. And we're going to get this on a routine. Mm-hmm. You know how many times I go into cubicles and I see the things collecting dust?
Exactly.
Roadkill. And they just never execute, and it's done.
We're not able to reach our aspirations because we haven't built ourselves a platform, a foundation underneath, an infrastructure that really can perform with that technology. And, you know, with regard to what you said, Scott, on you know, Australia becoming the biggest cloud farm, which is kind of cute.
But, somebody's got to be it.
But, you know, we're really seeing a return to edge computing in a more enhanced and more sophisticated way.
Yeah, see? It's like, okay, we are on-prem. Now we're in the cloud. Now we're coming back to sort of my on-prem.
That's right. Because, you know, all that data and all that analytics, it doesn't do us any good if it can't help us react immediately to the problem at hand. And this is the promise of edge compute with a high-speed network backing it up.
It's funny because I know that my expectations, whenever I do certain things, it has to be immediate. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the way we are being programmed now, right? And it's just, and you can't. I mean, there's some risks. If you have some latency, it could be whatever 10 seconds, whatever it might be, 10 seconds too long.
Yeah,
right, Steve. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
So you need once again, and again, I think it's a blending of on-prem, cloud, you know, and how that works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So with that said, so where do you see it sort of going right now with I have to say 5G, do you find that your solutions sort of finding it a better fit in where this digital transformation going?
I think so. I think that we're, you know, personally, I've been kind of, you know, a couple of years into this journey talking with manufacturers about the kinds of use cases, you know, that really demand 5G and the low latency, the high reliability that it can deliver. We see it really kind of emerging in these areas where there's computer vision, where quality detection, where
you can't have any latency with the computer.
Absolutely.
It is like,
not unless it's acceptable to produce a certain amount of bad product. But really what we're coming to is we're working toward an environment with zero downtime, zero defect. It's a very challenging situation, but unless we have immediate response, we will never get there. And so that's what's really kind of propagating that, you know, sense that we need that network that helps us do this in a zero defect manner. AGVs are another area that we seem to see that low latency really being meaningful to manufacturers.
Yeah, you don't want your... Yeah, you don't want it to be, you know, delayed and then it runs into something. You know. Hey, I almost had it. We almost stopped it. It's an almost thing. What type of pushback are we seeing? So there's always roadblocks. There are always, you know, this sounds great. Okay, I can take this asset. I can start pulling data. I stick it out on the edge. I've got some stuff, and then I'll send some data into the cloud and let that cloud do whatever it needs to do too. But I'm everything's great and it's wonderful. What are the pushbacks?
Yeah, a lot of it is education, right? So especially in operation technology, a lot of the plant folks are very comfortable with what they have, but they also know that change is in the winds, right? That these value cases that are coming at them because of the demands of the business to be more efficient, to get more information and make those decisions more quickly. Give me an alert when I've got something ready to go down. I'd like to attack that up front to reduce downtime. And the other thing is, you know, it's all about we think a crawl, walk, run strategy, right? Because you're not going
to
introduce these big transformations in one big chunk.
Yeah.
So let's hit a value case, let's prove the value and the metrics for success using cellular capabilities and edge compute capabilities. Once that's proven and you develop an ROI model, right, and total cost of ownership model, how is a business going to sell this into their budgets unless they really prove it out? So there you go.
It always gets down to the human component and the component of true value to my business. You can't just, you know, hang your hat on something shiny and bright, mm-hmm. and it doesn't add value to the organization or the bottom line, make it more efficient, make it safer, whatever the drivers are. But I think that you guys live in a world of speed.
Yeah.
I have the need for speed.
Yeah. It's speed. The innovation is speedy. Mm-hmm. And normal, and I think to your point, Steve, this education has to constantly happen. I like the incremental approach. Mm-hmm. I like it. But for me, talking with all of you trailblazers out there, you guys are constantly thinking of new use cases, more this, different innovation, that, and you see, oh, hey, we can work with here, and here's another. That to me is a real challenge. I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah, you can't consume it until you can incubate it and test it.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way, right? Yeah. They're not going to consume these big transformations until they feel comfortable with it.
It's true. No,
you mentioned something early on, too, Scott, that I think is really important. You know, these are collaborations. You cannot have anything. Nothing big is going to happen in this complex world of ours, you know, without bringing together a lot of parties. So we are typically working. We brought partners with us.
Yeah.
To this conference, Hitachi, IBM Maximo, Apple, Ericsson, you know, all are with us at this conference talking with our customers. And, you know, these are the folks that we'll bring with us to work with clients to really bring together a full solution. And the client will bring in other partners as well, inside and outside their organization.
I love that, and I love it because I believe because of the convergence, because you're bringing in companies that are actually doing it, so I've got a level of trust and comfort to know that I'm working with somebody, some person. It's one thing to be Verizon, got it, thumbs up, mm-hmm. but it gets down to that person-to-person conversation.
Relationship, trust.
So it's all perfect on that. You know, it's just I can't speak more highly of that just because, well, you guys are cool. I don't know why I said that, but I think you guys are cool. So as we wrap up, as we close out, I'm sure somebody's out there saying, gosh, I want to talk to Maureen. She's awesome. I have roadkill. How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, goodness. Well, you can get a hold of me at Maureen Forsman, maureen.forsman@verizon.com, or, you know, phone numbers work too. So.
Well, I'm going to have it all out there on Industrial Talk. So
there you go.
I'll have that out there. Steve, how do they get a hold of you?
Stephen.Mathers@Verizon.com, spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N dot yes. Mathers.
Yeah, the parents had to do that too.
I know.
Well, you guys were absolutely spectacular. I really enjoyed the conversation. I think that is, I think the personally, the, there's this energy for the future. And you guys are right in. I wish I was younger. Because I don't know.
Me
it.
Too.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You, what is it going to look like in the future?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's going to be bright. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. We're going to have all the contact information for Maureen and Steve. So fear not. If you need to reach out to them, well, I highly recommend that you reach out to them because they have some answers. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. Remember, this platform, this ever-expanding industrial ecosystem of problem solvers is dedicated to you. You are bold and brave and dare greatly. You are changing lives and you're changing the world. Thank you very much for what you are doing. And also a hearty thank you to Maureen Forsman and Steve Mathers. Reach out to them. Great stack cards out there. Company's Verizon. And you need to have solutions to connect all those devices. And I'm telling you, and you definitely need individuals who know what they're doing. Maureen and Steve are just that. Reach out to them. You'll have all the contact information out on Industrial Talk. Also, if you go out to Industrial Talk, we've got conferences. We're going to be broadcasting on site at these conferences. Look, see if I'm out there, if Team Industrial Talk is out there, you know, reach out saying, hey, Scott, let's connect at this conference. We'll make it happen and tell your story. Again, thank you for being who you are, for your industrial professionalism. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. I say that all the time. Hang out with people like Maureen and Steve, and you're going to change the world. Thank you very much. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.